This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you love your phone, but not your carrier, just switch to T-Mobile. You can keep your phone, keep your number, and we'll help pay it off up to $800 per line. You can also use our savings calculator to compare our plans and streaming benefits against Verizon and AT&T. So, switch and keep your phone, keep your number, and keep more of your moolah at T-Mobile.com.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported in 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. Who are the Cinderellas and which team's cutting down the nets? Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, George McCoy. Coors Light is also here. They have buckets on special if you like to come out. That means you get just a bucket of beer.
That's right.
And you dump it over your head.
And Coors Light merchandise, I'm told, as well, for a limited amount of time.
Yeah, while supplies last. You know what that means.
It's going fast.
It's going fast.
People love merch.
So we are kind of in a lull with the first day of March Madness here of the NCAA tournament. We've got Gonzaga blowing out Georgia, so that does not have the crowd in a fervor.
It's like 4 minutes left. Gonzaga's up by 25. We're done, so. And then outside of that, I think that's the only that's the only game going right now. But we got some others cranking up here.
Yeah, the other seven are finals. Houston only won by 38 today.
Yeah,
beating SIU Edwardsville 78-40.
Whoops.
Auburn won by 20. As we mentioned, Wisconsin and BYU will play. They both won.
By the way,
BYU ended up winning that by 9.
BYU's first round of 64 wins since 2011.
Really?
Yeah, it's been a bit.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I can't think of any.
It's been a bit.
That's good BYU teams.
No, that's Jimmer.
This team's good. You know what? They're going to beat Wisconsin, and I bet you they're going to be an underdog.
They will be an underdog to Wisconsin. The battle of the Whites. Let's go,
Richie Saunders, man.
Yeah.
Creighton, really, with the win of the day, they beat Louisville in a great 8-9 matchup.
Yeah.
Creighton wins 89-75.
And that was just wire to wire. Creighton led basically that entire game.
Purdue beat High Point by 12. That was a close game, but they pulled away late. And then the other final is really the big stunner of the day. McNeese State beat Clemson 69-67. But Clemson outscored them 54-38 in the second half and damn near came back and tied it.
It was 31-13 at the half, and it felt like Clemson was buried. They come back with a monster second half. I mean, and that thing was down the stretch. There were a couple big shots there. And, you know, Clemson had some chances there at the end and just couldn't get anything to go down.
So now we're going to have Kansas-Arkansas, which is a good matchup, here in about 30 minutes.
Wofford and Tennessee is the next up. That should be tipping off in like 5.
You got money on Wofford?
I do not.
Do you?
And then Kansas-Arkansas, Yale, A&M, Drake, Missouri, and then get into the nighttime games.
Well, you also have Michigan, UCSD. So those games are, I mean,
that's 7 o'clock.
Those are the hot upset games.
Yeah.
Drake and UCSD.
Yeah. I said the Drake 4:30.
Two latest games suck.
Yeah, and then San Diego and Michigan is the 7 o'clock, and then we finish up with what, Wilmington and Texas Tech.
Yeah, and Omaha St. John's too. Come on, man. St. John's might beat them by 100.
I don't know.
But maybe not.
Omaha's only 22-12. I'm guessing they got hot and won a conference tournament.
Did you mention Utah State UCLA? We got that one too.
Oh yeah. That's at, 6:30?
Don't get too excited.
Well, again.
What an exciting time.
What an exciting time to be alive.
Ducks play tomorrow night. I was just talking to somebody about
that. What
an exciting time.
The Utah State. Isn't Utah State in the new Pac-12?
Yeah, they'll be in there.
There you go.
It's a battle of, well, I guess it's not. UCLA's gone.
Yeah.
God.
It's a former and past Pac-12.
So the Duckies, I feel like the Duckies this year are a team that will not get upset, but also won't beat a team better than them.
Well, as all I don't think with Altman, I don't think they've ever lost in the first round.
Yeah, see, I think they beat Liberty.
Yeah.
Because they're better.
Yeah.
I feel like he's good. I mean, he's just tough in the tournament. But I don't, but if they play what, Arizona?
I think Arizona. If, Chuck holds, they'll get Arizona in the second round.
Yeah, see, I feel like they. I feel like that's the best way to describe Oregon is yeah. this year is they're probably not going to get upset. They're good enough to avoid that. But I also don't know that they're good enough to knock off even in Arizona.
It's weird because do you take into account what happened at the beginning of the year? Because remember at the beginning of the year they beat Alabama, right? That was they were Jekyll and Hyde. They would either get a big lead and blow it and then find a way to pull it out, or they would fall down by 15 and find a way to come back. But if you look at that kind of that second half run that they had, I think that's kind of accurate. What you're saying is that. The Wisconsin game is the one that stands out. If we're going to give Wisconsin credit, right, and say, okay, that's a really quality team, I think Oregon was down by 17 in that one, came back and won it in overtime. But outside of that, there's not a lot of really good wins, right? There's some, again, it went back to the early ways of grinding out games, right? The Northwestern game was a little funky. Northwestern scored 50 on them in the second half. Iowa came down to the wire, but they were finding ways to win. Beat Indiana in the Big Ten tournament. But when push came to shove in that, you know, whether it was Michigan, whether it was Michigan State, they came up short. And so I think you're probably right in that Oregon's a solid team. I'm just not certain that Oregon, like you said, will beat a team that is better than Oregon. I don't know where that upset comes from unless they just come out and shoot the lights out of the ball. And that's the one thing that Oregon has is they're very erratic. They can go through long stretches without scoring.
God dang,
well, sometimes you get lucky. Maybe Akron will beat Arizona.
Yeah.
And then you can beat Liberty and yeah. Akron. Well, you will play no one until you meet probably, what, Duke?
Yeah, well, because that would be the – yeah. Duke would be the third, whether it's Akron or Arizona, and then Duke will be waiting for you on that
I will
third
tell you
round.
This. This is a hot take. They will not beat Duke. Thank you.
And they did say, I mean, take it for what it's worth, but Duke came out and said that Cooper Flagg is pain-free.
I don't know about that. But he's going to play.
Yes.
They don't need him in the first game.
Probably not.
Probably don't even need him in the second game.
But they did say
they
said he's pain-free and ready to go.
Hey, by the way, I saw a photo, or they were doing one of those vignettes where they're like pumping up March Madness on your TV, you know, on CBS. I saw Shaka Smart has hair now.
I know. It throws you for a loop, huh?
He's the coach at Marquette.
Yeah.
Dare I say, and this is really one of the only people you can say this about. I can't think of anyone else you could say this about. I believe that bald Shaka is greater than hairdo Shaka.
Really?
Yeah. His hair, I mean, and he's got decent hair.
Yeah.
It's just, maybe it's just due to the fact that he came onto our
radar bald,
but his hair,
well,
I don't know if it's working for.
I like to think that
he should consult me.
What it bothers me when you're fake bald.
Yeah, he was fake bald.
It jams me up.
Because he doesn't.
But
I
also wonder if maybe there were some hair transplants.
It's possible.
It's possible. Because when I got to do some examples. See, look at this right here. I'm looking at this bald. Look at that line.
Ooh.
I think Shaka got some hair restoration.
Is that it now?
Yeah.
Right there?
Yeah. I think it concerns me. I'm not. Look, I just think he was operating. Although maybe that's a good thing. Because it bothers me when you have hair and you decide to go bald. That's unfair. It's like using a wheelchair when you have perfectly capable legs. Because some of us don't have that choice. So, you know, if Shaka was doing that, then shame on you. But if Shaka was just dealing with some premature baldness and now he's gotten some new lettuce up top, good for him.
Yeah, I think it's the latter.
Yeah.
I mean, he wouldn't go bald if he had a good head of hair.
No.
Right?
No. I think he was, I think that was a preemptive baldness. And then he realized that he's got a bunch of money now and he's high profile and now has some hair.
So he's now the coach at Marquette.
Mm-hmm.
So, by the way, Purdue, we mentioned Purdue won today. They will now play the upstart McNeese State Tigers?
Cowboys.
Yeah. There you go. Which, by the way, is about to become America's team.
Yeah.
Like, that'll be the one that people will get behind. Yeah.
Yeah,
well, they
sure.
got the who is it? The little team trainer that wear the boombox and the NIA.
Amir Khan,
Yes. Buck's been calling this.
Yes.
Vibes, man.
What?
Vibes.
Oh, vibes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good vibe out there.
So
at McNeese.
Yeah, he will be.
Where's that? Tennessee?
Louisiana.
Yeah, all right.
We don't need to know because, you know, outside of New Orleans, there's no reason to go to Louisiana. We determined that yesterday.
So how do we feel about our theory that coaches that are leaving...
Not so good.
Well, I mean, the VCU tanked.
Yeah, VCU
and that guy's supposed
shorts.
He's supposed to be leaving. Well, but the McNeese guy...
We're 1-1 on it. We'll see you. The next one up will be Drake. And then tomorrow we get the Colorado State one.
Do you see who may be the next coach at Texas? They're talking about firing Rodney Terry.
Yeah. No, I don't. I didn't see.
The guy who just beat him, Sean Miller.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
At Xavier.
That's Sean Miller.
They're talking. Yeah. Yes! Yeah, Sean Miller. Do you remember Sean Miller?
I do remember Sean Miller.
The Arizona guy.
Yeah.
Does his face bear a slight resemblance to Steve Sarkisian? Do they kind of look alike?
I can see that. Yeah, they kind of have that. They're not fat, but they're bloated, you know?
Yeah, he's very sweaty and
looks like
he drinks.
I can see that. Absolutely.
Then again, who doesn't?
Boy, you're right. Like, the Sean Miller, he's Steve Sarkisian with better hair and a few more pounds. Like, if Sark really lets himself go, and he kind of already is.
It'd be his older brother.
Yeah, there you go. The older brother.
Isn't there a Miller brother, though?
Yeah, Archie Miller.
Archie Miller, yeah. Remember him?
Who's Archie Miller?
He's Sean Miller's brother. Coaches hoops.
Did he coach somewhere? I
think he might have been at... Boy, I'm going to spitball here. I think maybe Ohio State.
He's currently the coach at Rhode Island.
Was he at Ohio State?
At Indiana.
Indiana, okay, there we go. It's all the same.
Yeah. By the way, someone is pointing out that Tupac, much better without hair. It's a valid point.
He had hair?
Yeah. You got to look up early Tupac. When he was an actor, it's not good.
Vince Carter.
He was in the movie Juice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he had like a weird part thing going on.
Oh, I don't think that looks that bad. It's just his hair cut.
Yeah, he's better with hair. He's better bald, though. But again, that's an advantage that the black guy has over the white guy.
Is there anybody else? Yeah.
Black guy.
Way different.
Yeah, black guy, it's way different. Jordan started the whole thing. Like, Jordan was the first one to just be like, dude, the black guy baldness, it doesn't have the same connotation as white guy baldness. And it kind of goes to the point of when you're bald and white, you got to get some color up there. Otherwise, you just look like a penis. It's not a good look. But the black guy doesn't have to worry about that.
Does The Rock look better bald?
Yes.
There's another one.
Again, though, he's not a white guy.
Is Telly Savalas like the first white bald guy?
He might be the first.
Mr. Clean?
Yeah. I think, he wasn't a real guy.
Well, I know, but he was the thing.
Mr. Vegas, who loves you, baby. You're right. Telly Savalas might have been the first one.
And then there was another actor who was bald. White guy.
White guy?
Older white guy. It's on the tip of my tongue.
Well, Telly Savalas was... there was a lot of bald white guys, but Telly was the first guy to not do the side hair.
Yeah, he just went all bald.
For a while, like, my dad still rocks the side hair. The white man used to go side hair all the time, and it's an awkward look. It's not good, but Telly Savalas, he just came out, Players Club.
Ooh.
Said shave the whole thing.
Some are saying Bruce Willis better bald. Would you buy that?
No. No. Bruce was a debonair, handsome leading. Look at moonlighting Bruce Willis. You tell them to stop that.
That's a great show.
Yeah, moonlighting Bruce Willis, you're telling me that's not better?
What do you do with Andre Agassi?
Yeah, well, that's
oh,
rough.
Wow. What do you do with that?
That's rough. You know,
I don't know what to do with that.
Well, he was wearing that bad wig for a while with bobby pins and stuff.
Yeah, I think he's better bald.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it was always receding, even though he had the mullet.
Yeah. Well, it's tough.
All right. Well, we found a few.
We found a few. But it's good. You know.
All in a day's work.
You got to remember, too, that a lot of us that are going bald, we never had good hair. Like, I didn't have...
Like Andre Agassi.
Like Andre Agassi. So, like... the BTJ will see photos of me. She's never, like, I haven't had hair in like 15 years, but she'll see photos from when I was like in my late 20s, like when I was like 30, and she'll be like, oh my God, you look so much better. I'm like, yeah, I had crappy hair. It's not my fault. There's a reason why you don't go from a beautiful head of thick, luscious hair to then just being like, oh my God, I'm bald. No, it's a progression. I haven't had good hair since I was like in high school. So I just was dealing with scraps and awful hair for like a decade. So you got to be careful with that. You look better bald. Yeah, because you had crappy hair. But if I had better hair, I would much rather have hair.
All right, let's take a break. And while I think we have no games going on right now, so while we wait for the games to kick back up, let's take a look at what's going on with this Michigan offensive coordinator. Did you read this story?
Yeah, that's creepy.
Holy crap. That's next.
We know what's going on with him. He's a perv.
on The Fan.